Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The topic today is a very interesting topic. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Walaqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. The topic today is a very important topic. So let's make intention, inshallah, to put it into practice and to do the tabligh of it to those who are absent, inshallah. The topic today is Hubbullah, love. It's about love, about falling in love. This is love of Allah. And not just talking about love of Allah, but how to get there, the means to do it. The means to love are voluntary, by choice. Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, says, I now present some sayings of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh about love, about love of Allah and relationship with Him. In his first saying, we learn from Maulana Thanwi Alayh Rahma, though love of Allah is involuntary, it's ghair-ikhtiyari, it's not within our choice to fall in love and to fall out of love. Though the love of Allah is involuntary, yet the means to it are in a person's hand. And what are they? Five means to it. Remember it. One, abundant remembrance of Allah. Dhikran kathira, plenty dhikr, plenty remembrance of Allah. Number two, muraqaba, pondering, contemplation, meditation, tafakkur, muraqaba, tasawwur, pondering over Allah's bounties and one's own reaction. Muraqaba, pondering, ta'ammul, contemplation. Three, keep in contact with a man of Allah. Keep in contact with a man of Allah. Suhbah, that companionship, that relationship. Number four, sticking to obedience, day in, day out, night in, night out, until death comes, sticking to obedience. And number five, praying to Allah. There is nothing wrong in this plan, five-step plan, but only one scholarly error is possible, and it is worth caution. This error is worth caution. What is it? It is to imagine a degree of love. So while a person embarks on this path, a person comes on this path of tariqah, and now he's imagining what type of love he wants to reach at. To imagine a degree of love and then to wait for it, waiting for that degree of love. This is a mistake. It is a big, big mistake. In fact, when this plan is put into action, whatever degree of love one attains, that is the desired degree. There may then be a presumed progress or not, or one may be static. However, progress in the means is necessary. Progress in the means to this love is necessary. But progress in that love, that degree of love, that's not within our power, and don't sit and wait for that. It's a big mistake. Progress in the means is necessary. Only the color of love keeps changing, was from Anfasa Isa. These few sentences convey a deep meaning. Love of Allah the mighty, the glorious, and relationship which is called nisbat. Relationship with Him is the essence of all religious endeavor. Two things: hubbullah, love of Allah, and the other thing is nisbat, connection with Him. That's the two things: love and connection. We hear that people thronged to the awliya, the great saints and the Sufis. People used to throng to them where they engaged in religious exercises. The purpose of that was to grow a relationship with Allah and to make it strong, to make it strong. When these things are acquired, the entire religion, deen, is acquired. For love makes the most difficult thing easy. Love makes the difficult easy. On the face of it, abiding by religion, by deen, seems to be difficult, zahiran. What to say of the number of salah, fasting, and so on? More difficult is it to keep away from sin, to keep the eyes in check, to keep the ears in control, the tongue in bridle. But the day one begins to love Allah and builds a relationship with Him, all these things will be easy. Indeed, Maulana Rumi alayhi rahma said in the Mathnawi Sharif, in love, bitterness is sweet. In love, bitterness is sweet. Mother's love for her child. If a mother's child passes urine on the bed on a cold, windy night, she will not mind getting up and washing the bed sheet and cleaning her infant. Why? Because she loves the child. She would do more than that willingly. Love of salary. Someone engages in worship in the nights of Ramadan and wakes up for the pre-dawn meal for Sahri before fasting. Then early morning he rushes to his office, traveling to it in a crowded bus to work for 8 laborious hours. He returns home in the evening exhausted to the limit. He endures this difficulty because he loves to receive the salary there against. So he finds the difficulty easy. So this is as Maulana Rumi Ali Rahma said in the Mathnawi, that bitterness too is sweet in love. In love, bitterness is sweet. The free thinker's way. In the same way, if love of Allah grows in anyone, then the religious obligations will become easy for him. Someone says the same thing in another way. It is a disciple asking his mentor, his sheikh, to show him a shortcut because he finds the path of piety a lengthy route with so many obligations like salah, etc., and keeping away from sin. So he wants a free thinker's path. He wants a shortcut. Some people misinterpret this statement, the correct meaning of this. Some ignorant people have derived the wrong meaning of the verses quoted above. The poet does not speak of a free thinker's path, as so many so-called sheikhs show today, a quick shortcut to paradise. The poet says, this path to piety seems very difficult to me. So show me such a method whereby this path becomes short and easy for me. I do have to use this very path. I acknowledge that. I do have to use this very part, discharging the obligations of salat, fasting, zakat, hajj. But show me a way so that this path becomes easy for me, for I have to use this path. This is called Tariqul Qalandar. Tariqul Qalandar. This is called the Qalandar's path. The Qalandar's path. Maulana Thanwi Ali Rahma has delivered a sermon by this name to explain these verses. All of us must read that sermon. It is to create love of Allah. This path, Tariqul Qalandar, the path of the Qalandar, this path is to create love of Allah and to create a nisbat, connection, relationship with Him. Once that is achieved, subhanallah, once that is achieved, that is the love of Allah and nisbat, connection, relationship. Once that is achieved, the path will not look wearisome and difficult, but it will become easy and short, easy and short. It is like a person who shuns travel and the thought worries him. It can become easy. If something that he loves is found at the destination, it is found at the destination, then the journey will be easy for him. He may be lured by telling him of the luxury and comfort and the lucrative employment that awaits him over there. He will be only too eager to travel to that place. Love is behind everything. They say in Urdu, mahabbat na hoti to kuch bhi na hota. Love is behind everything. Love is behind everything. It all depends on love. If there is love of Allah in the heart and a strong nisbat and relationship with Him, then the difficult path will be surmounted smoothly. Hence, it is not correct of the people who say that there is no benefit. It is not correct of the people who say that there is no benefit in going to the men of Allah, to the Ahlullah, to the Awliya Allah, Al-Muqarrabun, for they can get everything in the books. No, these people are wrong. Very, very wrong when they think they can get everything in the books. You get Allah's love. The truth is that when you go to them, and Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah, O you believe, fear Allah. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with the men of Allah. Be with the truthful ones. Be with the lovers of Allah. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. The truth is that when you go to them, you get love of Allah in your heart and a relationship, a nisbat with Allah. A nisbatu ma'Allah. This is the key to success. This is the key to success. Hubbullah, the love of Allah, wa nisbat ma'Allah, and a connection with Allah is the key to success. If you get these two things, then you get everything. People go to saintly men, to the awliya and the sheikhs. They go to them, why? To acquire these things. Maulana Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, often read these verses of Sheikh Fariduddin Attar. We heard of his story. Sheikh Fariduddin Attar, who was a great merchant before he became amongst the men of Allah. So Maulana Gangohi alayhi rahma often read these verses of Sheikh Fariduddin Attar, which means, go on giving zuhud to the zahid, give to the ascetic asceticism and renunciation of the world, and give religion to the religious. But to Attar, to Fariduddin Attar, to Attar, give me a little bit of love. That's what I want. Give zuhud to the zahid, asceticism to the ascetic. Give religion and deen to the deendar, to the religious. But to Attar, give a little bit of love. On the face of it, the two things seem to be contrary to one another. For on the one hand, he says that he does not want religion and asceticism. It seems to be so. But on the other hand, he wants love. In fact, however, he does not contradict himself. All he says that while people take a path to religion, some people take a path to religion, he wants that on acquiring, he wants that on acquiring which religiousness and asceticism will follow in complement. He wants that on acquiring which deen, religiousness, and zuhud, asceticism, will follow in complement. Thus, all religious exercises taught by the men of Allah aim at creating a love of Allah and a strong relationship with Him. This is the purpose of the religious exercises taught by the Awliyaullah and the Ahlullah. They aim at creating a love of Allah and a strong relationship with Him. This is the aim of the company of the sheikhs, acquiring these two things. Isn't it so, Ismail? When Hazrat comes here, and he does feel different? And he could stay home and do ibadat and worship for years upon years, but in the presence of the what? Mashaikh, immediately you feel a difference. You get burned by the fire of love. You feel the heat, isn't it? Three saintly men in the recluse, the conquer. It's like we have madrasa. Madrasa is for learning and teaching. You have the conquer for spiritual exercises and self-reformation. In the recluse, the conquer at Thanabawan, there lived three saintly men at one time. They were called Aqtabi Thalatha, the three Kutubs. And a Kutub is a very, very high order of the saints. Kutub. So they were three Kutubs who lived in Thanabawan at the same time. They were Haji Imdadullah Muhajiri Makki, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sheikh Muhammad Thanawi Alayhi Rahma, and Hafiz Damin Shaheed Alayhi Murrahma. Allah had bestowed on each amazing abilities. When one entered the Khanqah, the first room was of Damin Shaheed, followed by the rooms of Haji Imdadullah and then Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi. But Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi was both a scholar, he was an alim, as well as a man of wonders. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi's desire to engage in debate, and our connection, our silsila goes back to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, whose sheikh was Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki. And it goes right back to Hassan al-Basri, back to Hazrat Ali Karramallahu Wajha, back to the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi was an alim also. He wrote a treatise on a juristic subject about fiqh. So in those days, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi had just graduated from the Darul Uloom. So he was a fresh scholar. And when he is a fresh scholar, a young, fresh alim, you think you know everything. You come back with a zeal as though everybody else sleeping and you come to wake up the whole world now. He was a fresh, young scholar. So he disagreed with the treatise on some points. Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatum says, a fresh graduate, young, fresh graduate scholar, imagines that he possesses all knowledge at the exclusion of others. Thinks he is it, I am it. It has happened to many young ones, except whom Allah has exempted from that. So even our great Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi was like that too. Somebody now qualify from India, Pakistan, South Africa, they come back with a Josh and Zealand as though they possess everything, you know. It's a normal thing. Even Mufti Taqi Usmani has admitted this. So he too decided to challenge the writer of the treatise to a debate. He found out that he lived, who is of course Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi Alayhi Rahma. Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi Alayhi Rahma. He found out that he lived in Thanabawan. So he traveled there and he went to the Khanqah. Forgot about the debate. He already knew Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, whose room was the second as one entered the Khanqah. He saw Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi pass by and he called him in and asked him what had brought him here. When he told him why he was there and wanted to have a debate with Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi Alayhi Rahma, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him to remain seated with him and said, No, 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 no. You should not say so. He is a great man, a very great man. And you are a student. You are still a student. Will you challenge him? This is bad manners, very bad manners. Then he kept him busy so that he forgot about the debate. And he stayed on with Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh. And ultimately he pledged allegiance to Haji Imdadullah. He took the bayat with him and occupied himself in dhikr and other rota. Gave him what he had to give. Maulana Rashid Alayhi Rahma had come there with just one pair of garment, having planned to return the same evening or the next morning. But after the bay'ah, the allegiance, he stayed there for 40 days. One chilla, he stayed there for one chilla, 40 days. He kept washing the clothes he had on him and wore them again. After 40 days, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi said to him, "Hey Rashid Ahmad, I had to give you something and I have given it to you. Now take the name of Allah and you can go back. There, do your bit. If you experience something extraordinary, do not tell anyone, but tell me, write to me." He gave him the love of Allah. Maulana Gangohi Alayhi Rahma said, "When he told me that he has given me what he wanted to give me, I could not understand what the old man had given to me in 40 days. It was after 12 years, that I understood what he had given to me. It was the love of Allah. It was the love of Allah. Hubbullah and niswat, a relationship with Allah. His company, suhbat, gave me that, and it is the key to reformation and success. The price of the company of Allah's friends." There is a popular verse, "A little company of Allah's friends is better than 100 years obedience that is not ostentatious, that is without any show." A little company, suhbat, of Allah's friends, the awliya, is better than 100 years obedience that is not ostentatious. It is not an obedience to show off. The company of Allah's friends is better than that. Someone suggested that the poet has exaggerated because he prefers a little company of the saintly men of the awliya 100 years sincere worship. Nah, he has exaggerated. But Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that there is no exaggeration in it. And there would have been no exaggeration even if the poet had said 10 million years of worship. 10 million years of worship. Even then, no exaggeration. For the worship should be correctly oriented. Only sincerity is not enough. Sincerity alone is not enough. If it is not correctly oriented, that is the worship, then the worship is of no use. It could be 100 years, it could be 10 million years. Love from the company and light from love. Therefore, from the company of the awliya, the friends of Allah, we get the correct method of worship. We get the correct method of worship and obedience. Correct tariqa of ibadat. Secondly, we get love of Allah. We get love of Allah and a relationship with Him, nisbat. If anyone worships Allah for 100 years without love, he will have no light, no nur in his worship. The worship will be dry, dry, dry. And the worship will not be easy. If he has the company, of the elders or the mashayikh, then he will get love. Then there will be a light. There will be a light, a nur in his worship. And it will be easy. A person must create a relationship with Allah, build this relationship, this connection, this nisbat with Allah. This should be the first goal of a person who takes this path, which is known as tariqah. This path towards Allah is known as tariqah. So, in conclusion, the means of love are within one's power. The love and what degree of love will come, that's not within our power. That's involuntary. But what is voluntary and by choice is the means of love. If anyone asks, how may Allah's love grow in the heart because it is not in one's power? Maulana Thanwi answered this question in this saying, though love of Allah is not in one's power, yet its means are in one's power. The means to it are in one's power. And they are once more again, number one, remembrance of Allah often, dhikrullah, dhikran kathira, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Two, pondering over his bounties, his favors, his gifts, his ni'mats, which is called muraqabah, meditation, contemplation, tafakkur, and one's reaction to them. Number three, to keep a relationship with a man of Allah, to keep a relationship with a man of Allah, some suhbat. Number four, to stick to obedience, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, being regular on it. And number five, to pray to Allah, make dua to Allah, keep on making dua to Allah, pray to Allah. There's no error in this arrangement. So the first of the five means, what's the first of the five means? Dhikr, frequently. When a person does that again and again and again and again, Allah's love grows in the heart. And you know, it is something we can understand. When somebody falls in love with a woman, for example, what woman? Maybe Khadija. He's in love with Khadija and he's young. He's going to get married after Eid. After Eid, Deen is going to get married. So he's in love with Khadija. So Khadija occupies his mind. She occupies his soul. She occupies his heart. And you'll even find him saying at the night time, Khadija, where are you? Khadija. Isn't it so? I mean, all of you have been in love. Maybe you still are in love. And you do zikr, isn't that zikr? Khadija, wow. So far from me. And you're talking. People think you're mad, but you're not mad. So similarly, when you do zikr of Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, illallahu illallah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allah. When a person does that again and again and again, Allah's love grows in the heart by itself. This is our first lesson. This is our first lesson. Take it up today. May Allah enable us to abide by these teachings. So if you want to go on this path of tariqah, this is our first lesson. Take it up today. May Allah enable us to abide by these teachings. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care. This is who I am, this is me. Nothing, everything, can't you see?